This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, November 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. It's tariff day at the Supreme Court. Bangladesh to buy soybeans and states scramble to provide SNAP funding. SCOTUS to hear tariff arguments. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a historic case challenging the president's use of emergency powers to impose tariffs. Ahead of the hearing, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reiterated that the tariffs serve a legitimate national security purpose. Bessent told CNBC yesterday, quote, "It's a matter of national security, and this is one of the president's signature policies. It'd be very unusual for the Supreme Court to overrule a president's signature policy." Why it matters? Well, one of the legal theories the case could hinge on is the major question doctrine, the idea that Congress must be explicit when it delegates powers used to make economic policies. The Justice Department will argue that this doctrine has never been applied to national security or foreign policy matters. Take note, even if the tariffs are struck down, Bessent and others are already signaling they could use other powers to reimpose many of the tariffs. I think you would see greater uses of 301 and 232 tariff process. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley said yesterday, referring to two alternate tariff statutes. Both require an investigation, however, and take longer than emergency powers to impose duties. But President Trump's critics are also ready for what comes next. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar said yesterday she anticipates further misuse of tariff statutes if the court rules against the president. During an event hosted by Farmers for Free Trade on the National Mall, she pledged to fight Trump tariff policy in court. "We fight it in Congress, and we are fighting it with our constituents." Bangladesh to ramp up soybean imports. Five Bangladeshi companies say they'll buy around $1.25 billion of U.S. soybean products over the next year. That's up from around $350 million in 2024. In a statement, the U.S. Soybean Export Council, or USEC, which inked the deal with five companies, said Bangladesh is the strongest market for U.S. soybeans in South Asia. USEC CEO Jim Sutter touted the deal's potential for new partnership opportunities between Bangladesh industries and U.S. soy. SNAP partial funding plan has states scrambling. Cities and nonprofits whose lawsuit led to USDA's decision to disperse partial SNAP benefits for November are asking a federal judge in Rhode Island to force the department to provide full benefits. They filed a motion yesterday with U.S. District Judge John McConnell Jr. He set a hearing on the matter for tomorrow. It is now clear that due to defendants' course of conduct and by their own admission, undertaking a partial payment plan at this point cannot meet the court's directives or adequately remedy the harm plaintiffs are suffering, they said in their court filing. They said McConnell should temporarily enjoin and compel defendants to release the withheld funding in its entirety for November SNAP benefits. McConnell ordered USDA to provide at least partial benefits for November. USDA issued guidance yesterday to states. But in many cases, states are using antiquated computer systems to implement the partial funding plan and implement new SNAP work requirements contained in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. You can read more on this story at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Shutdown sets a record, and it's not a good one. The government shutdown is officially the longest ever as of today, even as Democrats wrestle in private on a possible path forward. We're exploring all the options, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York said after an extended closed-door meeting with his colleagues yesterday. We've been asking for months for Trump to get involved, and he hasn't been. The fault of the shutdown falls on his shoulders. He's refused to discuss anything. Other Democrats were saying relatively little about the discussions. No updates. In process, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia told reporters outside the Capitol's LBJ room where the senators were meeting. By the way, Senator John Kennedy, the Louisiana Republican, doubts Democrats would end the shutdown for the promise of a vote on the Affordable Care Act subsidies and no guarantee to extend them. He said Democrats would lose the vote and come away with nothing. I've got to see it to believe that Schumer will let them throw in the towel, Kennedy said. Hormel to cut 250 jobs as a part of restructuring. Minnesota-based Hormel Foods announced yesterday that it's cutting 250 corporate jobs as a part of a restructuring effort. The Hormel press release said the restructuring reflects the company's ongoing focus on balancing cost discipline with reinvestment in areas critical to its future. Hormel Foods President John Jingo said the company, quote, remains focused on growth, and growth requires continued investment. Interim Hormel CEO Jeff Ettinger said, each person who is leaving has contributed to our organization, our culture, and our success, and the company is grateful for everything they've done. Swifter action on climate change needed, according to the UN. National goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions worldwide, quote, have barely moved the needle, the United Nations said yesterday. Nations remain far from meeting the Paris Agreement goal to limit warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, while pursuing efforts to stay below 1.5 degrees Celsius, the UN Environment Program said. Available new climate pledges under the Paris Agreement have only slightly lowered global temperature rise over the course of the century, leaving the world heading for a serious escalation of climate risk and damages, the UN said, and summarizing the report. The Paris Climate Agreement set a goal of limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels by 2100. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says beyond that level, the effects of climate change would be much more severe. Here's today's final word. Costs are what's killing agriculture. One of those increased costs is the tariff increase that we have come from the parts, the machinery, the raw materials that I use as a producer. At Chris Gibbs speaking at the Farmers for Free Trade event, where he also said, quote, right now, we are underwater in corn and in soybeans. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, November 5th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.